You're listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo. And I'm your host, Danielle Gibson. And we have a huge day today. It is our 50th episode of Find Your Flow in MoCo. So I thought, who other than our communications director, Lily Beth Warner, like she is a massive part of Find Your Flow in MoCo. She's our behind the scenes woman. And every once in a while, I bring her out and make her do the hosting as well because she's so fabulous at it. So Lily Beth, thank you so much for coming on with me today and talking about all things about our podcast.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. I can't believe it's number 50.
Can you believe we've been describing the cheese straw for like probably 40 episodes?
And everyone's does something different.
It's literally never the same. So since we are celebrating the 50th, I feel like we should start all the way back from the beginning on where the cheese straw segment actually came from, because I thought everybody knew what a cheese straw was until our Northerner friends, who are the producers of our podcast, were like, what is a cheese straw? And I had a moment like, that is a Southern thing. So we should add describing a cheese straw. But never did I know that there would be 40 different answers to the cheese straw.
Well, the name of it is kind of odd. You know, you wouldn't think of a straw made out of cheese. But I think if I had to describe it again, I did describe one a very long time ago. It was like my first week on the job. So I'm trying to think if I can come up with a better description now that I've heard all of these. Okay, so my favorite kind of cheese straws are a little bit spicy, but they're kind of the texture of a Cheez-It kind of, but I like them when they're just a little bit burnt and a little bit of spice in there. I don't know if I did any better than
flavorful.
The first time.
Uh-huh.
Yes. My mom makes some really great ones, and she does it all the time around the holiday season, so I'm looking forward to getting some homemade cheese straws soon.
Love that, Lily Beth.
This episode's actually coming out on my birthday, so it might be a fun little birthday surprise that she might make for me.
Oh, should we sing happy birthday to you?
We don't have to do that.
Yeah, I don't think we should. But I still love you, and I still wish you the happiest of birthdays always.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Since we're looking back on the past 2 years, Danielle, can you share maybe a standout moment from one of our episodes that, you know, still brings a smile to your face or something?
Oh, gosh. They all bring a smile to my face. And I literally cannot believe it's been 2 years since we started this podcast. You know, we started this podcast so that we could really communicate with our community on all of the amazing people that we need to celebrate and all of the things that they're doing and the organizations that they represent and how big tourism is to our community. And then also sharing that with our visitors alike. And I feel like you've done an excellent job with making sure that we have different types of guests, that it's always fun and exciting. And I mean, I don't know that I can pinpoint like a favorite, just because there's so many different personalities and so many different things that people are passionate about in our community. So, I mean, I am a little biased, but like I love every episode. But I think one of my favorite things that happens after we have a podcast is like people get super nervous. And I'm like, this is just, you know, like a conversation. And then by the time we're done, they're like, oh my gosh, that was so much fun. Like, can we come back again and do it again? And so I just love that people, different types of guests have been able to come on and celebrate with us about why our community is something worth celebrating and why we want to share it with the world.
Absolutely. And we've been a lot of our guests' first podcast ever. So I think mm-hmm. you do a fantastic job of making them feel really comfortable. I know they've really enjoyed coming on as well. And with that, we've explored, you know, so many different amazing places in Decatur and Morgan County alike. If you had to pick your top three favorite destinations, I mean, we've done all sorts of different things from different guests or groups, or what would be your three destinations that we've covered on the podcast?
Okay, my three favorite destinations Okay. I would say I love Gofar USA because that family that runs that business, it really is like a family business. They are so creative and they all work together and have really created a amazing attraction right off of the interstate. But I don't know, just all the work that they've done out there with running competitions. And I mean, I just love it. I love what it stands for. I love that families make it a tradition because they always have like holiday activities. So I love Gofar USA. I also love the Something Blue Shop. I know it was one of our top most listened to podcasts with TJ, but I love that destination because I love weddings. I love love. I love what it represents. And it's just such a huge milestone in people's lives. And they do such an incredible job with creating experiences for families. And really, I mean, it's such a momentous occasion. So I love the Something Blue Shop. And then I also love, I mean, I love everything. So this is like, you know, this is killing me because I love everything. I love everything. So
it is a hard ask. I know.
It is. And then I love also what the Cook Museum of Natural Science represents as well, because there are so many visionaries that were behind that, like, hey, let's take something that's small but people love, and let's create a destination for field trips, for families, for corporate groups, and just, I mean, they're just inspiring and really have revitalized our downtown area with the work that they have done as well. So those would be my, I guess, top three. I hate to even say that because I just love everybody and I love the arts scene that we have. And so I think that's why we've been able to have so many episodes, is because we have so many unique things here in Decatur and Morgan County.
I think the ones that you explained, though, have such a great opportunity for tourism in different ways. Like the family aspect with Gofar, and even adding recreation in there, it's such a fun way to get to have a great experience outdoors in Morgan County with your loved ones. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, with the Something Blue Shop, it's such an experience to have in Hartselle. You're in downtown Hartselle, you're on Main Street. You get to see the beautiful mural. You get to have your own personal shopper take you through this experience. It's incredible.
And they also have their little sign out front. And so you can't help, but it's like, you know, when somebody's taking a picture, you always like smile with them. Like, even though you're not in the picture, it's kind of like that when you go by the Something Blue Shop and you're just driving through Main Street and you see the family out in front with their "I said yes to the dress" sign. It just makes you smile. Like, it's such a big, big moment. And there's so many generations that go, and it's just really cool. Our podcast has introduced us to some incredible local business owners and residents. Is there someone on the podcast whose story or work left a lasting impact on you?
Absolutely. There are so many. But one of my favorite episodes was when we got to have one of our Visit Decatur AL ambassadors, Cheyenne Sanchez, on. She got to tell us her story about how she grew up in Decatur, and then she left for Birmingham for a couple of years and saw the Young Professionals group there and how they were gathering together and networking and building friendships, and they were able to, you know, work towards their professional development and their personal development. And when she saw that, she decided, I want to come home and I want to bring that to our community here. And she's done a fantastic job with her group of young professionals. And I'm excited to see the future they have working in our community.
Mm-hmm. And they started a new tradition too, didn't they? Like a Friendsgiving or something?
Yeah, they do all sorts of fun monthly events. I think their Friendsgiving was definitely a blast. And, you know, being a young professional, getting to hang out in Decatur and learn from all of these incredible people. You know, when you first started this journey, you had some very specific goals for this podcast. Are there any goals that we've achieved that stand out to you? Also, what's something that you're looking forward to? Or do you have any new goals for this podcast?
Yeah, so when we first started this, I kind of touched on why we started the podcast, but we really wanted our locals to be connected with the people in their community. I mean, I think as destination marketing organizations, or people still know us as the CVB, I don't know that we'll ever outgrow the CVB name, but part of what we do is storytelling. So it's our responsibility to find people that are doing unique things in our community and to highlight them and the incredible work that we're doing, because everybody is passionate about different things. So like you talked about with Cheyenne, she loves the young professionals, or we had the starters of the Enchanted Forest. Like, that was important to them. But what's so fun about all of this is that I think over the last couple of years, and I'm not saying it's because of the podcast, but I mean, maybe we had a little part of it, but really starting to blend people together. So the Enchanted Forest talked about, they started the Enchanted Forest, and then, you know, the Old State Bake came alongside them and said, hey, let's do a light show with it. And then it's just all about partnerships and working together in collaboration. And we all have such a unique set of talents and skills. And, you know, I can't sing, but I know a lot of wonderful people who can sing. So we want to highlight those musicians. And that's why the art scene is becoming so much bigger and bigger in our community, is with the Alabama Center for the Arts. You know, it's downtown. The Princess Theater, they're bringing top talent to the Princess Theater. It's crazy, the artists that they've brought in. So I think over the next, you know, year, I feel like we have done a really good job in achieving a lot of the goals that we set out to move forward. But I think over the next couple of years, we want to continue to grow and expand that. And we want our footprint of our podcast to continue to grow, and not just Decatur or North Alabama, but we want the whole Southeast to come to the city of Decatur. And we're going to do that by having even bigger guests come on and, you know, continuing to move this podcast forward as we are a unique destination.
Absolutely. I mean, we are unique in another way of being not just our city, but including our entire county, which gives us so many opportunities to ask really awesome guests on our podcast. I'm very much looking forward to getting some of those guests scheduled for next year, the 2024.
Let's do it. So in 2 years, we've shared a lot of local secrets and hidden gems. What's a place you'd love to revisit for the podcast, or a new one you're excited to explore?
So something I found out about through the podcast that I never really thought was going to be as big a part of my life as it is, was when we had the Sage Yogis on. I'd always loved yoga. I did it, you know, throughout the pandemic and in college and all this, but getting to do yoga with a group of dedicated individuals in the beautiful Carnegie Visual Arts Center every Wednesday is now become one of my favorite parts of my week. And I would have never known about it without Reagan and Lindsay coming on the podcast. They do such a great job, and I'm so excited to see how they grow their business, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
I love that.
I love it too. I'm so excited that we got to highlight them. Them both being business owners in Decatur is a great way for us to get to share the story of young, you know, female business owners in Decatur. And I have another one that I was really, really excited about, that I'm excited to explore in the future, because we had the incredible Mrs. Frances Tate on a couple episodes ago, and mm-hmm. she was with the CIOTA, which is, you know, early, sorry,
celebrating early Old Town with art. It's a really long synonym.
It is, but it's so incredible. And the work she's doing with her board to bring, you know, a whole civil rights museum to Old Town Decatur. And she got to share the plans, and we're going to get to see those plans come to fruition. So I would love to have her on again once that project gets a little bit more completed, and we can maybe go back and see, you know, the real product of what all they've put their hard work into. But I want to get a little sentimental with you for a moment. So what's something that you've learned about Decatur and Morgan County that you might not have known before starting this podcast?
Oh my goodness. I have learned so many different things on this podcast. I think what is so cool, you talked about, you know, Miss Frances, is that I've been here a little over 5.5 years now, and some of the projects that we started 5.5 years ago are just now coming to fruition, but now, like, to see some of it come to life, it's so inspiring. It's kind of overwhelming. Like, the Civil Rights District is going to be incredible. We just moved a house over to that district, and, you know, that's been in progress for over like 2.5 years. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. So I think one of my favorite things that I've learned about Morgan County is I love the segment that we added, the Did You Know About People? And it really cracks me up, the different types of things that people have said. Like, what was it about the water tower? I'm trying to remember, somebody wrote on the water tower or something, and nobody ever found out who it was. I can't remember who exactly what that was, but I don't know. But that was a great Did You Know segment. So I love that we added in those pieces, because it's been great to hear, because we leave it open-ended. Like, we don't tell them exactly what they should say, so you just never know what they're going to come up with. So I have loved that piece.
I do too. I think the Did You Know segment was a super fun way to end the episode on a high note. You know, you never get to guess what they're going to say.
No, like, sometimes it's serious and sometimes it's lighthearted. And then, like, I always love the ones where, like, they're pausing, like, they're not supposed to tell us this piece about them. Like, those are my favorite. Like, their eyebrows get going, you know, and you're like, uh-oh, what are they about to tell us? I love those Did You Know segments.
I do too. I think it was definitely, it has evolved throughout the podcast. I know we started it about something we didn't know about, you know, Decatur and Morgan County. And then it kind of turned into something we didn't know about our guest. And I think it's really great way we got to kind of change that part of the podcast, but still include a fun element.
So this is obviously a very huge milestone for us. So if you had to pick like one single word to describe the essence of our podcast, what would it be and why?
Oh, that's so tough. I would have to say, when I think of our podcast, I just get excited. So I would say exciting. Our podcast, we share stories about the different people and the different places in Decatur and Morgan County. We talk about upcoming events. We talk about these really awesome projects that are coming to our city. So I just get excited when I think of our podcast, because not only are we getting to share the residents' stories, but we're getting to share it with locals and visitors, so they get to know more about what we have going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
And so as we celebrate our 50th episode, what message do you have for our dedicated listeners who've been with us since the beginning?
Well, I would just like to say thank you. Thank you so much for subscribing and listening. And if you love our podcast so much, please tell all of your friends and family. I would just like to say thank you to a couple of people, actually. I would like to say thank you to Adam, our producer of the show. He is wonderful and very patient with us and makes us sound good. So thank you to him. And then Lily Beth, like I said, does a lot of the behind the scenes work. She does all of the questionnaires with the guests. She lines all of the guests up. She writes the outlines. So Thank you to Lily Beth and all of her hard work in making this podcast a huge success. It takes a huge team to make all of this happen.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy that I get to be a part of it.
Well, we have loved this podcast. I have learned a lot. I think if we went back to the very first one, Adam, our producer, there was a couple of times he would say, Danielle, now is that a question or is that a statement? So I think whenever you first start podcast, you have to learn how to use your voice because people can't see you. So it has definitely been an adventure for sure. And I've learned a lot. And I absolutely have loved our guests and all the time that they put into, you know, preparing for the podcast and coming to the podcast. But we just want to continue to grow this podcast and really highlight our community and how amazing it is and how amazing the people are that live in this community as well. So we are going to continue on with our Did You Know segment. So guess what, Lily Beth? We get to do the Did You Know segment this time. So Lily Beth, tell us one fun, cool, and interesting fact about yourself that you probably or I have never heard of before. So did you know?
So did you know that I was born in Decatur? Both my parents were born in Decatur, and I've lived here pretty much my entire life. But before this podcast, I probably didn't know maybe a third of the things that we had going on here. So I am so thankful because this podcast has taught me so much about my own hometown.
Oh, I love that, Lily Beth. Well,
me too. I think it's so great that I get to learn something new every time we put out a podcast. So it's really been a great experience for me.
I think one of the things that I learned the most about is I love Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge, but whenever I first started here, I really did not realize what an incredible, like, huge asset that is to our community. And I also didn't know that birding was such a big deal. Like, it's such a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I had,
like,
I
mean, it's very serious.
It's very serious. I had grown up here and I had seen the birds every now and then. But goodness, now getting to be a part of the Festival of the Cranes and getting to see how big of a deal these sandhill cranes and whooping cranes are, I am blown away by how beautiful it is that they get to come back here every year.
And it's so unique. And people don't realize how big these birds are. Like, they're 5 feet tall.
they're a little freaky looking, honestly. You see them fly over you. About a 4 foot bird. Someone said to me once, they were like, well, if you look out in the field, you'll see a bunch of dinosaurs. Oh, wait, no, those are the cranes.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I learned anything about Decatur and Morgan County, I think the appreciation of the birding community and what the refuge means to the Decatur and Morgan County area has really been eye-opening for me, and I appreciate it so much, and I've learned so much, and we've put a lot of effort into cleanup events and things out there. So I think that's been, you know, one of the things that I've learned the most about in my time here, really. So thank you, Lily Beth, for coming on the podcast with me today. And a big thank you to all of our listeners who have been on this journey with us for the last 50 episodes. And I hope you'll continue to enjoy and keep listening to the next 50. And I'm hoping that we can get Adam here again and his team. I think that was probably one of the most memorable. We were at Third Friday and we went to the Brick and Adam was trying to record us in probably one of the loudest restaurants that we have. It was quite memorable. So maybe we can get him back.
Absolutely. I had the best time getting to show them around Decatur. So I really hope they get to come back and visit us again. Maybe we can take him to some of our awesome attractions and events.
Thank you, Lily Beth, for coming on the podcast with me today. You can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.